All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, November 22nd of 2024, and looking ahead here, we have an 8-game NBA main slate tonight, 2-game NHL slate, and a 3-game college football slate. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do this show tomorrow, Saturdays, at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days and get your questions answered. But with that said, let's get SaberSim up here. As a reminder, we do have our build review show going live at 5 p.m. Eastern today. So that'll be a good one. Get our end of the week show in here. But let's get SaberSim up. We're going to start with questions that came in the Discord first. Then we'll jump over to the live YouTube chat. So first question, hi, do you run late swap regardless if lineups don't change? So the biggest thing to keep in mind with late swap is our player projections changing, right? So, lineups changing have an impact on that, right? But so if that is considered like a lineup change, like you would call it. But keep that in mind, right? Lineup changes, players getting ruled out, players getting ruled in, coaches announcing minute limit restrictions for players, right? So like all of those things are kind of encompassed in like what you're referring to. The best place to keep up with those things is in our NBA lineup alert channel in Discord. Every time a sim finishes, when we are within an hour to lock up through the entire slate lock, we are summarizing the information from our sims if projections change for any player by more than 1 point. So if Jokic gets ruled out tonight in this late game and his projection goes from 65 to 0, you know that's going to have a huge impact on the entire team, right? Everybody's projections are going to be moving up and down and different things like that. And all of that information would be summarized at the end of a sim if that sim does indeed rule him out. So that's something to keep in mind there. Aside from that, right? If you are on the Ultimate subscription, you do have access to the live projections. So that's something good to take advantage of. Not to say you need to swap at every single swap window. Because, for instance, there's game started 4 o'clock here on the West Coast, and then 4:30 is like the next lock. Well, tip-off isn't typically until like 10 minutes after the game locks anyway. So by the time you have to start your swap so you can get it in time, you're probably only 10 to 15 minutes into the game, and not that much has actually happened, right? So if we were, halftime, third quarter, right, we would have more data about like, hey, are players coming in around their projection? Are some players outperforming their projection? Are some players underperforming their projection? And maybe you can get a little bit more useful data that later in the game, right? But super early, you're not going to have that much information. Could just be more noise than signal at the end of the day. So that's something to keep in mind. But with the Ultimate, you do get our live contest sim. So as the games go on and play out, we're taking in the live data, how the players are actually scoring. We're updating their projection, giving them a new projection that we think they'll hit by the end of the game. And you do get to take advantage of that by swapping at every window. So is swapping at every window necessary? I don't think so. You do get to take advantage of our live projections. For instance, like let's use tonight's slate as an example. We have 2 games at 4 o'clock, 1 game at 4:30, 3 games at 5 o'clock, and then 1 game at 7 p.m., 1 game at 7:30 p.m. here, right? Pacific Standard Time. Even if no news changed for the last 2 games of the night, I would probably still swap before the 7 p.m. game, just because most of these games will be finished, right? The 4 o'clock game will be finished. The 4 o'clock game will be finished. The 4:30 game will be finished. The 5 o'clock games will be probably really late in the game, right? Third, fourth quarter. You're going to have a lot of information about the slate, even if nothing is changing for these last 2 games, right? So it's kind of about start times and different things like that, where and when you want to take advantage of it. But that's a clear example of I would use the live sims right at this point, even if there was no additional news to account for, lineups came in as expected, etc. All right, good question there. Andrew, can you show how we can be sure we are using the live sims for an NFL late swap? Yeah, it's going to be the same for every swap, right? So it doesn't matter whether this is NFL or NBA or whatever slate you're playing, right? Might be easier to demo on like the Thursday to Monday NFL slate, since this slate is technically in progress, right? So first thing you want to do is go to your contest tab. And then you want to go to the field lineups column and you want to click this gear icon. When you click this gear icon, you're going to see that these two toggles are on automatically. Use live fields, use live sims, right? When these are toggled on, we are automatically using live data if available. Now, another good place to get some information on live data is going to be in the games tab, right? So in the games tab, you're going to get to see the game situation, right? When the slate is in progress, this will show like, hey, the last time we simmed this game, we simmed it in the third quarter and the score was 10-6. And there is 7 minutes and 15 seconds left in the game. The game situation will show you the last point that we have updated for the live data, right? So game situation, super important. You could also go to the players tab and you could click on the gear icon. And if you want to see what the live ownership is for a player, right, you can go and you can switch your ownership source to one of the live fields, right? And then projections will update based on the information that we have available. And then we also have these two live projection and live actual columns. So if these are populating, then you know that the game is being simmed live as well, right? So Nick Chubb, 19 actual projection or actual score, and then his live projection matches, they'd be different if the game was still in progress compared to his 10.96 pre-slate projection, right? So those are your main resources to verify that live data is present in the app. All right, next question. Can you show your process for how you would play the early only build for the 150 minimax on the upcoming Sunday slate? I have been using the ROI filter, but I've been getting crushed. Last Sunday was my fault, but overall haven't had much luck this season whatsoever. Okay, a couple things like this. I don't mind building for the early only slate. That's no problem. First thing I would do, right, is if you're not doing it, I would be studying your lineups in contest flashbacks. So if you don't know how to do that, you can go to Saber School. You can go to SaberSim 101, and you can check out this Study the Sharks, reviewing past slates with the Saber system, right? This is going to basically teach you how to review your own lineups and get a sense of how you are doing in the contest. If we played that contest out over and over and over again, right? Another thing you could do, sign up for the Build Review Show and have me review your lineups live on stream, right? That's another thing we can do. And, you know, as far as like football main slates go, right? So it's really important to remember this. There are 18 weeks in the NFL regular season, right? There are effectively 18 main slates. Well, compare that to a sport like basketball that runs for 6 months, you know, October to March, April, where you get 30 main slates a month and you multiply that six, that is 180 main slates, right? So you would need 10 NFL seasons to have the same sample size as one season of NBA, right? So that just tells you that NFL is high variance. Now, I remember like a couple seasons ago, you know, so I use this example often, but it always sticks in my head, is that we had somebody bink in NFL playoffs for like 15K, and then they posted for their winner's circle, and they were like, you know what? I lost every single week of the NFL regular season, but this one win paid for all of my losses and I'm now profitable on the year, right? And that's obviously a crappy situation to be in, right? You're losing. But like, if you're playing good, right, you're sticking with the process, you're exercising good bankroll management, you're playing good contests, right? All it really takes is that one win to turn your entire season around. So it's not to say you're doing anything wrong. It could just be on the wrong side of variance. I really wouldn't really know until we studied your lineups. But if I were building for the early only slate coming up here this upcoming week, there's 7 games on the slate. Okay. What I would probably do is I would probably raise minimum salary. I like to raise minimum salary. I've seen it be important in the post-contest sim. I'm going to set a small filter here to just show me players who are basically expected to play in the game. And I like to use this don't use players against opposing defense rule on bigger slates. You know, I'll probably avoid it on like a 2-3-4 game slate, but on a 7-game slate, I think this is fine, right? Other than that, not really doing anything. We'll build 5,000 lineups so we could give a little bit more realistic example for the minimax here. Then I would go to the contest tab. I said I'm playing the minimax, which is this contest here. This is a 150 max. I was looking at the wrong contest. Okay. So this is actually a decent sized contest. 47K. That negates what I was going to discuss. All right. So let's jump back to our build. Lineups are just about done. All right, lineups are finished. I'm going to kick off this contest sim. And I'm going to move some columns around while that runs. All right, so far so good. Sort by exposure. Set lineups to 150. Make sure I'm using the right sorting metric. All right, so I'm about exactly where I want to be, and I'm ready to start making some adjustments to this 150 set, right? The only thing I'm missing is an average ROI custom metric or aggregate metric. So big things here, right? I like to see exposure. I like to see leverage. I like to have my aggregate metrics for projection and ROI. I'm sorted correctly. My contest sim is run. I'm ready to start making some adjustments. So two filters that I'm personally going to use. Number one is going to be an ROI filter, right? So I want to see lineups with ROI greater than zero. Okay, great. So now that one's on, I'm going to turn it off since it's set up. I can just even name it. That way I can use it again in the future. Second thing I do, let's turn that off so we can get an independent analysis of our second filter, which is going to be for projection. So I'm going to say show lineups with projected score greater than X, right? And I want to filter out some of the lowest projected lineups, right? So I'm trying to filter out about like 10-ish%, and I'm just going to keep adjusting this number until I get to that threshold, right? So I've gone 100, 110, 115. I only have 106 lineups in the trash. I bet if we get to 120, that'd be more than enough. So you can't see it because the question's here, but we're at 790 lineups in the trash. This is like about 15%. So this is fine, right? This is exactly where I want to be for projection. Now I could turn the two on simultaneously. Leaves me with about 1900 lineups, which is fine. So then now I have my two filters on. I am ready to start adjusting some min uniques. So I'm at 131.7 projection, 83% ROI. And then I'm going to start increasing this, right? Noting these numbers, noting these values, and trying to get some diversification in my lineups without sacrificing too much of either one of these, right? So we're only down about like 8% ROI. I think we started at 131.7. So we dropped about 22% ROI, one average projection. Four feels like a good number to me. You know, I would just verify that I'm happy with the leverages and exposures that I'm seeing. And I am, right? A lot of these leverages are like less than 2x the field, right? So like mix in 38% owned. We have 61% exposure. So our leverage on him is less than double his ownership, which is fine. You know, football is a high injury rate sport. It's okay to be a little less leveraged than a sport like basketball or something like that. So I think the leverages look good here. I'm pretty happy with what I'm seeing, and I'd be ready to rock and roll, right? So at this point, I would save my lineups and be ready to go. But that's what I'm doing for NFL here. You know, did have that Bink earlier this year, second place, 20K. It was a nice little hit on the early only slate. And this is mimicking what I'm doing. So hope that helps. Nathan said, signed up today. Hopefully I can make back what I paid for the month. Good luck to you, Nathan. You found the right place to ask questions and get advice and see demos and things like that. That is what we do here on the show. All right. So that was our build demo for the day here. Let me take a pass in the Office Hours channel to see what's going on over there. But as a reminder, we do have our build review show coming up here in about 45 minutes. Do have some people signed up, so it should be a good one in case you guys weren't aware of that. If you ever want to get signed up, drop your DK username in the Office Hours channel in Discord and let me know what sport and slate you want me to review. I'll add you to the list for the next show. We do the show on Mondays and Fridays, typically after the weekend, and then people ask questions throughout the week, and then we hit them all on Friday before the weekend. Nathan said, what contest do you recommend playing on FanDuel? Always start from the bottom up, right? So sort your contest list, lowest entry fee to highest, and usually it's like the nickel, 150 max first. That is a great contest for all sports. I would recommend playing that. And then it's usually the 25 cent, and then it's, you know, the $1 single entries, and then the 222, 20 or 25 max, right? So sort your contest lowest entry fee to highest, and then just go down the list, right? If you're looking for advice on contest selection, we have a really good video on our YouTube. It's called our DFS Profit Plan. It is effectively the contest selection framework that we recommend our users follow, and I will pull it up here. So that's going to be this video, the DFS Profit Plan. I'll drop it here in the YouTube chat for easy access, but that is the video you'll want to check out. Kind of mimics what I was talking about there. So check it out, and that should get you pointed in the right direction. Gator said, thank you for the demo. Yeah, man, no worries at all. All right. See one person typing in the Office Hours channel with a little alien head. So trying to see if this question is gonna roll in here, but we'll give them a second to get that up. In the meantime, I'm going to jump back to today, to today's NBA slate, since we're talking about stuff today. Nathan asks, what settings do I need to use on the website for NBA? So good thing, right, is when you come up to any slate, and I'm just going to hard refresh here. So our sliders, right, which are in this gear icon, are determined by the number of games on the slate. Now, if there were better settings to set this to, we would do that for you automatically. So we believe that the sliders are perfect where they are set. So you don't really have to do anything to adjust those. It's not where we really recommend you spend your time adding value. So I wouldn't worry too much about the settings. It's okay to adjust minimax salary if you want. I really wouldn't adjust maximum for NBA. I'd allow it. You can increase minimum if you want to, like I did for my NFL demo. We have a little bit of a band just to mostly, it's more of like a cautious band, right? So you could see it where this is like 48,000, but maybe you want this a little higher, right? Like that's okay to go in there and change it. I think that's a fine value add. All right. This question came in that I was waiting for in the Office Hours channel. So let's get this one up. Hi, Andrew. Is it good to menu? When I'm not 100% sure with this one. When using direct fill or autofill, doesn't to which slate it's filling, like max lineups or single entry. Okay, so let's talk about mini uniques here, right? So my opinion is that mini uniques are fine to use on all slates. Now, do you have to use them, right? The way I like to think about mini uniques is mini uniques are a tool in your toolbox, right? You do not have to use it, but it is there if you want to, right? So ultimately, I've talked to very sharp DFS players who love using it. I've talked to very sharp DFS players who don't use it at all, right? It kind of just depends on where you're coming from. Now, us, as you know, the coaches and the team here, we recommend you use it, right? We think it is a good idea. And the reason for that is DFS is a high variance game. So what Mini Uniques does, it helps you get a more neutrally correlated set of lineups, where when you look at your lineups in the standings, they are not all clumped together. They are not all clumped on the left, clumped in the middle, clumped in the right, right? Mini Uniques helps you to get more spread out throughout the standings. So one player's performance will ultimately have less of an impact on all of your lineups, right? That is a good thing in a high variance sport like DFS, right? So we think mini uniques are good across the board. Now, typically it depends on two things: the number of players in the lineup and how many players there are in the player pool for the sport you're playing, right? So for instance, a sport like hockey, where there are just tons and tons of skaters, you're going to be able to get to a very high number of mini uniques. A sport like NFL Showdown, where it's just two teams, six player lineups, you're going to be able to get to a much lower number of mini uniques. So keep those things in mind. That's why the aggregate metrics are really, really good, because they allow you to see the impact that changing the mini uniques has on your lineups as you continue to increase. All right. Next question in the YouTube chat. Renegade say, can you run through a NBA main slate build for today? Yeah, sure. So we got the main slate here, and I'm going to make two quick adjustments to projections. Like I said, I like to increase minimum salary slightly here. I'm going to set a small projection filter just so I don't have to see some of the lowest projected players. So just something like 10 points where I just can not have to worry about it. And one thing I like to do, right, is something I've mentioned and recommended people do, is when they're building for an NBA slate, just come in here and sort by value, right? This will tell you where to look. So for instance, okay, hey, I see Lindy Waiters, really high value, Jabari Smith, and Chicago, right? So I kind of want to go and look at Chicago just because there's so many players popping. So the only thing that really stands out to me with Chicago is that Patrick Williams is out. But everyone else, you know, seems like pretty expected to play here, right? The only other thing that like really catches my eye is that this is like a pretty high total game. You know, the Hawks are 123, Chicago's 122, which there is only one other team on the slate projected for more points, which is the Celtics, in a huge spread of a game. So my assumption here is that SaberSim thinks that this game is going to be a little bit of a shootout, maybe high-paced game, something like that, right? So that's where the Chicago interest is coming from here. But ultimately, I don't see any like major value spots, right? Jabari Smith is a regular starter. Lindy Waiters has like been an on and off starter. You know, there's like no big injuries here on Golden State. So I would kind of refer to this slate as a little bit lower value, right? Only one player above six value on DK, which if you guys have been playing NBA at all this week, you've probably seen seven value, eight value, you know, the Cavs, the Pelicans, all this crazy value throughout the week here. So a little bit drier would be my initial impression here. But anyways, let's kick off a build. Jump over to contests. Let's go set up a contest sim. So I'm going to set it up for, let's say, the $3 20 max playing the sharpshooter. Jump back to my build. And we're just going to let these lineups finish. Almost done. All right. Lineups are run. We're going to kick off the contest sim. I'm going to do the same thing as before. I want to see my pool, my exposure, my leverage. Move some of these columns out of here that I don't really care for. Sort by exposure. All right. So a lot of the steps here next are going to look really familiar to the last demo that we did, right? So sorting by my contest sim, setting up my average projection and average ROI aggregate metrics. Even in NBA, I like to filter out about 10% of the pool here. So first one is going to be ROI greater than zero. Okay, we can name this guy. Second one's going to be show players with projection greater than, I don't know, we'll say 250. Name this projection. All right. So I want to see the impact the projection one's having. 232 in the trash. We can go a little bit higher. Maybe like 253 is probably enough. Good. I guess it's like 600 lineups, a little over 10%. It's perfect. Now I can turn both those on. All right. So what are we seeing, right? We're seeing really high exposure to Jonas Valanciunas, which is kind of interesting, right? Because he wasn't like one of the top values that we saw previously, right? So let's start to increase these mini uniques. We're at 268.9 projection, 110 ROI. Okay, good. Like minimal change, 1 to 2 mini uniques. 3 still looks good. Four still looks good. So I prefer 4 here. 4 feels a little bit better to me. I wouldn't be opposed to using 5 mini uniques. Like, it's okay if you want to use 5. You know, if you like the exposures and leverages a little bit better at this threshold, that's fine. This helps you to get a little bit lower on Valanciunas, Lindy Waiters, some of these guys that we're seeing up at the top. Before felt fine to me. 5 is good too. But here, right, I'd be ready to rock and roll. I'd save these lineups, and then I would be ready to late swap at the windows in case there is news, right? So that's like a run-through for NBA today. All right. Nathan said, I signed up for the 3K dribbler. Do I need to pick a contest before building a lineup so the optimizer knows what contest I am playing? So yes, so you definitely want to do this. And your steps should be reserving your entries or putting in a lineup and then coming to SaberSim, whether you're on FanDuel or DraftKings, it doesn't matter. We have tutorials for both. So you can go to the help section here and then check out this video, filling entries with lineups. I'll drop it here for easy access. And then when you click into this, we are going to have videos for DraftKings. We are going to have videos for FanDuel. We're going to have videos for Yahoo, Owner's Box. If you go back and click View More and go to Tutorials, we're going to have videos for phones as well. If you're using a phone, you can check out DraftKings Mobile, FanDuel Mobile, whatever you guys need. So we try to give you guys as many resources as possible. But yes, you want to enter your contests. Go to the contest tab, import the entries using the upload entries button and following the steps in the tutorials, and then you'll effectively have your contests listed here. That way SaberSim knows what you're playing. Go build your lineups, and then once you're done building, you can use the save button, and you'll be all set. All right. Renegade said, thank you for the NBA walkthrough. Yep, no problem. Nathan said, I am using my phone. Cool. So check out those mobile tutorials. Let me see. I did not drop the mobile in the chat. So I'll drop the mobile in the chat. Reminder, if you're playing FanDuel, it is a little bit tricky, especially using a phone. So be aware of that. I think Jordan does cover it in the walkthrough here, but using a phone is a little bit tricky. Some tips that I'll recommend for FanDuel. Always use your phone in landscape mode. And then when you're using your phone and you're on your mobile browser, zoom out. So decrease the zoom on your mobile browser, which will also help you to get the CSV edit button to appear, which you need in order to use, in order to upload your lineups on your phone. So those are two tips there for you. All right. Let's take a look at Discord one more time. And looks like we're all caught up here. So appreciate everybody tuning in. I'll see you all in about 30 minutes for the Build a Review show. So until then, take care. Thanks. Bye.